And now, I give the floor to the Director General of USR Campania, who I know is very busy, as Italian schools are facing great difficulties at the time. It was in her office that I signed my first contract as headmistress. She has been supporting us for the past 5 years, holding meetings and working alongside us. Thank you for being here, despite your busy schedule. Thank you, Director. Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I would like to greet the headmistress, Dr. Amelio, Dr. Grano, the academics, the teachers, the students, the project partners from Greece, Cyprus, Malta, and Scotland, and all the people attending this webinar. I hope I'm not forgetting anyone. It's a great pleasure to be here. Indeed, adult education is an issue I care about deeply. But above all, I believe it is important to discuss how languages can shorten distances when we're asked to keep our distance. I reckon DIM encourages integration, as it adds value to foreign students' linguistic and cultural heritage, in order to express the beauty of each language. I recall the Council recommendation of the 22nd of May 2018 on key competencies for lifelong learning, stating that literacy competence and multilingual competence are essential to citizens' lifelong learning pathways in Italy and the world. This project develops both citizenship competence and digital competence, and has two objectives: active citizenship and social inclusion. These goals mirror the CPIA's vocation, as stated by Headmistress Battista. I believe that the more civilized a country is, the more it invests in adult education. Therefore, we will keep on encouraging inclusion at all levels. Each country should share the same principles on adult education and lifelong learning. A great job has been done by CPIA headmasters and headmistresses in Campania. I would like to thank Dr. Mormone for being passionate about the issue. I would also like to inform you that the DIM project will be presented during 3 days for school, 3 giorni per la scuola, a cultural event hosted by the Città della Scienza Museum in Naples from the 2nd to the 4th of December. This year, the event will be held online. I believe that this project should be disseminated as much as possible, because it is a link between education and society. I will stop here, as I would like to give the floor to our other speakers. These are difficult times, and our biggest concern is reopening schools in safety. I will stay as long as I can. Thank you for inviting me. Have a good day. Thank you, Dr. Franzese. It's been a pleasure having you with us. I appreciate your contribution, as I am aware you're very busy at the moment. I would also like to thank Dr. Mormone.